My name is Conrad Grew. I'm 56 years old. I was born and raised in Mattawa, Ontario. It's a small town about 30 miles east of North Bay. And in 1964, I came up to Sudbury, and I worked 30 years for Falconbridge Nickel, and I retired in 1994. Throughout all these years, I've had a lot of strange sightings of unusual things, which I didn't know what they were when I had seen some around Mattawa. But after I came to Sudbury in 64, there's a lot of things started to get put together, sort of thing. My wife and I, we lived on Earn Street, 29 Earn Street. This would be from 69 till about 73, somewhere in there. 74, up to 74. And that's when all the sightings really started. Like, we used to see lights, strange lights floating around. We used to stay up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, the wife and I, and some of the kids, just to look at this. No noise, but it was... most of the time, they seemed like far away, like towards Copper Cliff sort of thing, but the odd one would float around, and I'd never seen that in my life. And then there was always stuff on the paper, like, you know, you'd get the Sudbury Star, and it'd say, well, funny lights seen all over to Sudbury last night, and this and that, and I really got interested in it. And anyhow, as the story goes, later on, out in Levack, where I worked at Hardy in the mill at the beginning, and when it shut down around 70 or 71, I was transferred to Ficunas Mill. So one night, we're working graveyard. My boss was Kenny Paul. His last name is Paul. This here's about 2:30 in the morning, and a beautiful summer night, and the big doors were open, and all of a sudden the company truck drives into the mill and he starts blowing his horn. I thought there was an emergency, so I went down to meet him, and Kenny come running out of the truck, and he comes up, and his hat fell on the floor. He didn't even bother to pick it up. He says, "You gotta come and see this machine or whatever it is," he says, on Moose Lake. Moose Lake is it's a lake where Falconbridge, all their mines, where they get their, all their water from. And at the end of the lake, they have like a miniature crusher, and they put limestone and everything for the pH of the lake. So, it's the boss's job whenever to go check this 2-3 times a shift. And what happened that night, Kenny went down there to check it. And before he got there, he said he could see a bright yellow, orange color, some kind of a light. And from far away, he thought there was a breakdown or something, and somebody was there with a flashing light or whatever. And as he came closer to it, the thing moved away right off from the pump house. And when he got there, he says he couldn't imagine how big it was, but he said the water was like boiling underneath it. And he freaked right out. He says, he had to go up to that house to be able to turn around to go back the other way. So he had no choice to see this. And it couldn't have been more than, from where he saw it, a couple of hundred feet. And he said he was so scared he just took off, and he came right back to the mill, and he wanted somebody to go down and see this with him. I couldn't go because I was pelletizer operator then, and there was only one spare guy. His name was Don... I just can't remember his last name there. McClellan, Don McClellan. He passed away, by the way. But he went in the truck with Kenny, and by the time they drove back over there, which is about 5 miles away from the mill, from Ficunas Mill, the thing was up maybe 500 feet, 1,000 feet, and it was floating away, going away towards Chemisford. But Don did verify what Kenny had seen, but Kenny Paul... what he saw, he says, "I'll never get over this for as long as I live." And I do believe him because he's a very sincere person. And anyhow, myself, the way I met Michel Deschamps here, last summer around June or July, I live on I live at 558 Beatrice Crescent against the mountain. So when I go out my front door, I'm looking straight at Falconbridge. And it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere in there, nice, beautiful day with blue clouds coming in and out. And I'm looking up in the sky. I've always been a sky gazer. And after this cloud went by, I noticed something. It looked like a ball at arm's length. It would look like the size of one of your fingernails. It wasn't completely round. It looked like oval a little bit, but more round than oval. But and it wasn't flashing or nothing, but it was like a dull gray. And it just stood there. And it wasn't moving, and clouds would go over it, and that thing was still there. And it's not the moon. It's I'm talking about 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. And it's not moving or doing nothing. I watched this for 5, maybe 10 minutes, and then I said, hey, this is something here. Like, it's not an airplane. I'm going to take a picture of this. I had a loaded camera. I always have a film in my camera in the kitchen. By the time I got my camera, went outside, more clouds had set in, heavier clouds, and it took maybe 5 minutes for the clouds to move away from this. And when they did move away, there was nothing there. Whatever was there that I had watched for over 10 minutes, it was gone. And believe me, it wasn't no airplane. It wasn't an airplane or nothing like that. I know what it was. But anyhow, a few weeks after this, or maybe a couple of weeks after, I was looking in the Sudbury Star and I seen this article put out by Michel Deschamps. And I figured, well, I'm going to give him a call and report whatever I did see over here, and I'd like to get to know him and tell him. So I called Michel and I told him about what I had seen, and there was other people that seen similar things around that same week in Sudbury. So I'm sure what I saw was unusual for that day. And before I even met Michel or the article, that same day that I seen this, my ex-wife called me, and she's a believer because she saw a UFO when we lived on Ernst Street. And I told her I had seen something strange in the sky. And I even told my daughter about it. And to behold, a couple of weeks later, this article comes out in the paper, and there was other people that had seen sightings around Sudbury. So I know I'm not the only person that's seen this this day. And anyhow, I met Michel, and I've had a lot of encounters and people that I've had a lot of encounters, especially around Mattawa. It's there's two big dams, one on the Ottawa River, one on the Mattawa River, and there's so many people down there that have seen things. You could almost write a book about it, and they're all credible people. No two ways about it. Anyhow, I'm still talking here, and a while ago when I was telling you the story, I made a mistake. When I read this article in the paper, it was not the Sudbury Star. It was the Northern Life. It was a clipping in the Northern Life, because I had canceled the Sudbury Star because I'm always gone to Mattawa, off and on, and every time I'd come back home, there was a whole bunch of papers, so I just buy it when I need it. But I do get the Northern Life. I just wanted to